Hi and welcome to Mind Medicine, Tea for the Soul. In today's podcast, I'm going to be looking at the very serious issue of dementia, but also how meditation practice might be able to play a part in slowing down the progress of this horrible disease. Now, if you're a carer for someone with dementia, or you might yourself be struggling with some of the symptoms of what you think might be the onset of dementia, I can't begin to imagine how stressful that must feel. Well, in 2013, a pilot study was done by someone called J.L. Lavoretsky, and it was on the effects of meditation on cognitive function in older adults with mild cognitive impairment. Now, this research can be found in the International Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry if you're that way inclined that you want to be going out researching for yourself. To be honest, I think if you are experiencing those symptoms or you're caring for somebody who is going through dementia or the onset of dementia, the last thing you want to be doing is rooting through journals. But it's there, it is a good piece of research, and it's dated 2013, which isn't so recent, but it's not too long ago either. But what exactly is dementia? Well, looking at research is all well and good, isn't it? But if you're a carer or someone who's personally starting to notice changes, as I said, the impact can be devastating. So let's have a look first at what dementia is. Well, dementia is a condition that affects the thinking, the memory, and the behaviour. And there are several causes of dementia, which include Alzheimer's disease, vascular dementia, Lewy body dementia, frontotemporal dementia, Huntington's disease, Parkinson's disease, and Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Now, you've probably heard of most of these, but I didn't really think of them as being contributing factors to dementia. I thought Parkinson's disease was something completely different. But it's interesting to know that these factors can contribute to the progression. Now, some of these causes are related to changes in the brain, such as the buildup of protein deposits, or it could be damage to blood vessels or abnormal proteins that are built up. So in many cases, lots of things can contribute to the development of dementia. Also, the risk of developing dementia increases with age as well. Genetics, lifestyle, and our overall health condition. You see, as we get older, our health changes, doesn't it? We might start to notice little aches and pains on a physical level that we didn't have before. And, you know, we can deny it all we want, but as we get older, things do change. So over the years, there's been a lot of research into how meditation and mindfulness can help slow down the progression of this horrible illness. Because let's face it, it causes a whole range of symptoms, doesn't it? But how does it all work? So let's have a look. Before I do, though, I want to give you a scenario to think about. And when I give you this scenario, just imagine it's you. Because let's face it, dementia can happen to any one of us. We don't like to think so, do we? We always like to think it's going to be someone else. We know somebody else with it, most of us. But we never think, I'm going to get it. Because let's face it, we're quite active. We're getting on with our lives. Could never happen to us, could it? Well, dementia doesn't really have any choice of class. It doesn't really choose gender very well. It's not bothered what colour you are, what age you are. So here's the scenario. You're a healthy, active 50 plus year old. You may very well be, as you're reading this or listening to this. You've recently started noticing changes in your memory. Okay, you've got a good network of friends, you go out a lot, but you've noticed these changes. It's nothing serious at the moment, but it's little things like forgetting very recent events and struggling to find the right words when you're chatting with people. Now, to some people, it might look like a natural sign of ageing. And you might even add a bit of a joke about it. I know I have when I've started forgetting things. I've said quite vocally, oh my God, here we are, dementia setting in. But it's not a joke, is it really? But like I said, to some people, it might look like a natural sign of ageing. And they might be right. But in this scenario, you're worried. Can you imagine the stress that would cause? If you're experiencing these changes and you don't know what's happening. You see, with it, there's an element of shame, isn't there? Embarrassment. Who do I speak to? You might have a really responsible job. How can you let people know that this is happening to you? How would that make you look in society? All of these things are big factors and they cause stress. Now, I didn't know this, but stress is considered to be one of the most predominant factors in the progression of dementia. So in a nutshell, the more stressed you get, the more your memory is affected. And that stresses you out even more, so you're in a vicious circle. And when we get stressed, it can cause inflammation, which is actually a natural response of the body's immune system when we get injured or we get an infection. But chronic inflammation, on the other hand, has been linked to several different health conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or, wait for it, dementia. So now let's get back to how meditation works, okay? Meditation's been shown to have anti-inflammatory effects that can help to reduce chronic inflammation. So when we meditate, the mind becomes more relaxed. And by doing that, it reduces levels of what we call pro-inflammatory cytokines. Now that's a really long-winded jargon, isn't it? So in simple terms, what they are proteins produced by the immune system that contribute to inflammation. Now, it's also been shown that meditation increases levels of anti-inflammatory cytokines, which help to reduce that inflammation that's been built up. Now, because meditation's also been shown to reduce stress and improve the body's stress response, it's considered to be really effective in helping to strengthen the immune system. Now, there's also another study published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease that covers a whole range of issues, but it does state that mindfulness meditation has improved cognitive function, reduced depression and anxiety symptoms, and improved the quality of life in individuals with mild to moderate dementia. Now, at the end of this podcast, I'm going to share a short meditation that may help both carers and also you if you're experiencing what you feel to be the signs of dementia. Maybe you know somebody who's going through those things personally. But first, I want to go through some signs and symptoms to look out for. And when I do, I would just like to say that these can relate to anything. So if you've got any of these symptoms or signs, please don't jump to the conclusion that you've got dementia. But here's a few signs and symptoms to look out for. And it's always worth going to get yourself checked over if you do have any, just to put your own mind at rest. So memory loss is one of them. Forgetting recently learned information or important dates and events. Now, I have to say that I forget important dates and events regularly. Mine's due to the menopause, but I have to write everything in a diary. But then there's difficulty completing familiar tasks. People with dementia might have trouble completing things that were familiar, such as cooking, managing their own money, or just doing little things. They might experience confusion with time and place. People with dementia can become disorientated and have trouble, you know, forgetting where they are or what day it is. They might have trouble communicating. People with dementia can have difficulty speaking or writing, or they may have trouble understanding what's being said to them or reading things. They might have problems with solving issues. People with dementia often have trouble with solving problems and making decisions, even with things that are familiar to them. And the mood may change, the behaviours may change. People with dementia can experience mood swings, anxiety, depression, or they may have a change of personality, become violent or aggressive. And the motivation may go. People with dementia sometimes become less interested in the things that they used to enjoy, and they might become withdrawn and isolated. Now, just using a simple breathing exercise could really act towards relaxing the mind enough that it helps to slow down the progression of dementia. And it does that by enhancing the brain's ability to do its functions better. So really, meditation's been shown to improve overall well-being and quality of life in lots of people with dementia. And it may also help to reduce the feelings of frustration and confusion when you're going through those changes, because those things are confusing, aren't they? Now, whilst I've been researching from this podcast, some people have actually said that they've benefited using a technique called MBSR. Now, if you've never heard of MBSR, it stands for Mindful Breath for Stress Reduction. And lots of people have said they've experienced some real benefits in relation to sleep quality and staying asleep. Now, I didn't know this, but people with dementia often experience sleep problems. So it's important to note really that meditation and mindfulness shouldn't be used as a substitute for medical intervention, but they're often really, really good as a complementary therapy. So what this means is that if you're interested in trying it, it's really always better to speak with your doctor just to make sure that you're safe to do that. But most people are. It's just that it's good to use meditation and mindfulness alongside whatever treatment that you're having at the moment, or that somebody you know is having at the moment. So my name's Julie Kelly. I really hope that you've found this podcast helpful. If you're a carer, like I said before, or someone who's affected personally by subtle changes, then you might have actually taken something away today that will help you to feel a bit more comfortable. Or maybe it might have raised a question that you might want to go and ask. So I'd be really grateful if you would like and share this podcast, but also if you could subscribe to my channel, which would really help me a lot. It helps to gain listeners, and also from doing that, we're able to share the knowledge and experience, aren't we, around. So thank you again for joining me on Mind Medicine Tea for the Soul. I'm now going to share with you a really short, effective meditation practice that's particularly useful for people who are going through the onset of dementia, or their carers who are going through an immense amount of stress. So first, if you can, find a quiet and comfortable space to just sit or lie down. Make yourself nice and comfortable and just relax. Close your eyes and bring your attention just to the breath. We're only going to be using the nose to do the breathing, so just slightly open your lips. Let yourself relax. And just bring your attention to the breath as it enters your nose and as it leaves. You don't need to change the breath or anything, just let it come and flow naturally. But just bring your awareness to the temperature of the breath as it goes in and as it comes out. Try to relax and let your body sink into the ground. Become aware of how heavy your body feels against the ground and how the ground supports you. As you let yourself become heavier and heavier. As you relax, you may experience thoughts coming into your mind, but if you do, that's just a normal reaction when your mind becomes quiet. Don't worry about those thoughts, just let them come. Don't give them any energy, they'll soon pass. Just bring your awareness back to the breath and the weight of your body as you relax deeper and deeper against the floor. And as you breathe and let yourself relax, take your mind to a peaceful, calm place. Maybe it's somewhere you've visited. A beach, maybe, or a beautiful garden, or a walk in a beautiful forest or field. Take your mind to that place. What did it sound like? What was the weather like? What were the smells? Maybe you tasted beautiful food. Just for a few moments, focus on that peaceful place. Wander around and take in all the sights, the sounds, the smells, the colours. And allow yourself to just be. As you immerse yourself in the experience. For the next few moments, just take yourself around that peaceful place and just be in that moment. And now when you're ready, start to slowly bring yourself back. Bring your awareness to the sounds around you. Become aware of the feeling of the ground beneath your body and the temperature of the air in the room where you are. Bring your attention back to the breath as it enters your nose and as it leaves. And as you breathe, be aware of how your chest rises and falls. become aware of the things you can hear in the room and outside of the room. And when you're ready, in your own time, take a nice stretch and just sit for a while in the present moment, being aware of the weight of your body and how the ground or chair supports you. And sit until you feel comfortable enough to get up and continue with your day ahead. This meditation practice can be done for a few minutes every day, or you can do it for longer if you feel more experienced and confident. It might take some time to become comfortable with it, but if you keep practicing, it can become a really useful tool for relaxation and stress. If you're not very experienced with meditation, you know, or you might feel a little bit worried about whether it's safe for you, again, just check with your doctor. It's all about putting your mind at rest so that you feel comfy in whatever you're doing. So again, thank you for joining me in Mind Medicine, Tea for the Soul. I'm Julie Kelly, and I'll be back again soon with another podcast. But for now, bye-bye.